JD last night. Boy, he gets on the field and he just makes things happen.
Yeah, you know, I think he understands where he can fit and how he can help us. And the big thing is that we do it with consistency. And, you know, he learns and he goes hard when the ball snapped. And it's never perfect, but as long as we can keep him out there, I think he wants to improve and he wants to get better.
What do you see when you look at the film that he put on tape last
night? Well, the same thing that a lot of guys did. They took advantage of the opportunity, the reps, took the coaching, and, you know, then let his natural ability take over.
How relieving it was for him and for you as a coach to see him. He struggled with injuries, you know, for so long that then you see he's healthy, he's making plays out there. How relieving was that, and how much do you look forward to being able to kind of build on this?
Well, this is pro football, so we're going to go with whoever's available week in and week out, and we're going to try to do what's best for the team week in and week out. So I think that, you know, whether that's JD, whether that's Whitney, whether that's John Simon, Cush, BMAC, you know, those guys got to be available for him to go out there and make plays.
I asked Cushing last night, I said, what the heck? What happened? Looked like you're 19 all over again. Boy, it's great to see.
It is. I think, you know, our defense needs that. Our team needs that because he loves the game. He loves coming to work every day. He's got an energy. He's got a passion for football. You know, he loves being here. He loves the locker room. He loves, you know, having a good time, and he plays hard. And I respect it, and I enjoy coaching him.
How much better is your inside linebacker position compared to when you got here? I mean, you've been piecemealing, you know, because Cush have been hurt and shuffling people. I mean, you got depth there.
You know, to look back 2 years ago, that does us no good. I just try to focus on, you know, the guys that we have in here, the young guys we're trying to develop, whether that be, you know, Rashard Clyatt and BMAC to a certain extent. I mean, this is just his second year. So, you know, Cush's leadership and his direction, you know, helps us a lot in there.
The way some of your guys are used, especially the way Romeo says that, the way you put them out, do you feel like you have a disruptive group that can really change?
I mean, I think we're trying to always be disruptive as defensive players. I think that there's a scheme and there's a, you know, there's a job responsibility. But at the end of the day, your job is to get the guy with the ball. And, you know, the more guys that we can get on the field that do that, the better.
Your third down proficiency has been so good the last few years.
In the regular season. Hadn't been too hot the first two preseason games.
In the regular season. Can that get even better? I mean, it's one of the
Yeah, I think what we try to do as an organization is we try to enhance the things that we do well. You know, we try to continue and enhance the things that we're doing well, so we'd like to do that. And the things that we don't do well, we try to change and fix. So we've taken that from a scheme perspective. We've taken that from a player's perspective, and we've taken it from a coaching perspective.